CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least 104 people have died in Texas flooding, most of them in Kerr County. CBS's Maurice Dubois is there.
We made our way to Camp Mystic along the Guadalupe River in Hunt, Texas, an all-girls Christian summer camp that was destroyed.
It's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. Inside the camp, we met Fletcher Cordell as he searched for what was left of his 11-year-old daughter's belongings. Olivia was rescued by helicopter as the deadly river rose 26 feet in less than an hour. 27 campers and counselors were killed in the flash flooding, including 18-year-old Chloe Childress, a counselor who had just graduated from high school.
One person is dead and two are missing in flash flooding in central North Carolina from what was Tropical Storm Chantel. The college town of Chapel Hill saw extensive flooding that swamped many businesses on the main street along the campus of the University of North Carolina. Deputy Fire Chief Stacy Graves.
Several of the workers who work in these businesses have been out this morning and early this afternoon. They're literally mourning a loss, a lot of them, and you can see that in their expressions and in their communication.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House says he has nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize.
I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Netanyahu says the president is forging peace in one country and one region after another. Los Angeles leaders say dozens of California National Guard members in military vehicles showed up to protect immigration officers as they did a sweep through a city park. Mayor Karen Bass says she's unaware of any arrests.
Frankly, it is outrageous and un-American that we have federal armed vehicles in our parks when nothing is going on in the parks.
Good news if you don't like taking your shoes off at a TSA security checkpoint. CBS News has learned that the TSA is taking a phased approach and scrapping the shoe removal rule starting at airports in Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Portland, Oregon. Britain's marked two decades since the July 7th suicide bombings in London.
I'm Vicky Barker in London.
I was in the front carriage and people were severely injured there.
Survivors have been sharing their memories of the July 7th suicide attacks in London 20 years ago today. A service at St. Paul's Cathedral, just one of multiple observances across the British capital, remembering the 52 people who died. Another 770 people were injured when suicide bombers detonated their devices on three London underground trains and a city bus.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The Black Friday and July event from Dell Technologies is here with great offers on trusted technology. You'll also discover huge deals on new AI-ready laptops like the Dell 14 Plus featuring Intel Core Ultra processors starting at $699.99. Save on top accessories, plus enjoy fast, free shipping and other benefits. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
A man opened fire at a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas this morning and is now dead.
The incident took place at the entrance of the U.S. Border Patrol Sector Annex in McAllen, a city in southern Texas that borders Mexico. The shooter has been identified as 27-year-old Ryan Mosqueda, who McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says had an assault rifle and was carrying a utility vest.
Border Patrol agents returned fire and subsequently neutralized, that is, killed the person that had opened fire upon that building.
He says two officers and a Border Patrol employee were injured, with one of them shot in the knee.
There were many dozens of rounds fired by the suspect towards a building and towards agents in that building.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Carla Hayden, the former Librarian of Congress fired by President Trump, has joined the country's foremost philanthropic supporter of the arts. Hayden will serve as a senior Andrew W. Mellon Foundation Fellow, advising on efforts to advance public knowledge. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky for the overnight. Light winds as morning lows drop into the mid-60s. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and storms. Highs will climb to the lower 80s. Storms ending Tuesday night will be dry Wednesday. It's 66 at our studios.
Street. Rodeo Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally.
But he so found out the hard way, the truth. that he's going back to find. Oh, a simpler place and time.
He takes that ride.
Oh.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
W-R-J-N. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Love could be. I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Yeah.
easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight.
Yeah.
answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The flash flooding in Texas.